finally, we turn to our roundtable discussion with Drs. Pegram and Durand. And to begin, Dr. Harwin presented a woman with HER2-positive disease.
36-year-old black female who underwent a right lumpectomy and axillary dissection while 32 weeks pregnant in March of 2004. Pathologically, she had a 2.7-centimeter infiltrating ductal carcinoma with 6 of 9 positive nodes, both estrogen and progesterone receptor negative, and HER2-new positive by FISH. At the time, she had some preeclampsia and was pretty late in the pregnancy, so the high-risk obstetricians wanted to try to deliver the baby first. So within a few weeks, the baby was delivered and was healthy. And then the patient was placed on NCCTG N9831, the major Herceptin randomized trial that we participated in. And the patient was randomized to arm B and received Adriamycin Cytoxan, followed by the 12 weeks of Taxol, followed by a year of Herceptin. Shortly after completing her year of Herceptin, which was in early October of 2005, 3 weeks later, she presented with dyspnea and exertion, orthopnea, tachycardia, and a MUGA scan showed a drop in her ejection fraction to 22% from the previous 57% on June 7th. She was referred to cardiology with congestive heart failure and was felt to have a dilated cardiomyopathy. She was treated with Lasix, digoxin, Coreg, lisinopril, and her condition improved. She's remained NED and was last seen in September, just last month, asymptomatic without evidence of recurrence, but she did remain on several cardiac medications.
Mark, can you comment on the case?
Well, striking presentation, the fact that she was pregnant, I'm sure that caused a lot of concern early on. Wisely, she wasn't treated with cytotoxics or biologics until after the delivery, so it's nice she was close to term at the time. Although you could, of course, safely give chemotherapy in the third trimester if you needed to. And there are actually case reports in the literature of in utero exposed fetuses to trastuzumab without adverse events, though I don't understand how that could actually happen because embryonic lethal knockout and knockout mice.
And just to clarify, trastuzumab should not be used in a woman who's pregnant.
That's exactly right. And in my opinion, even though there have been case reports in the literature. N9831 was a reasonable treatment option at the time, and she had a good disease outcome with respect to her cancer, but tragically it suffered this complication. First thing that struck me when you presented the case is whether or not this is truly trastuzumab-related congestive heart failure and have other causes of cardiac disease been ruled out.
What other diagnosis, JB, would you be thinking about?
One of the first things that comes to mind is at the time of her pregnancy, we always think about peripartum cardiomyopathy is plus or minus 6 months. So you can develop a cardiomyopathy as much as 6 months before and as much as 6 months after the delivery.
Now, this patient had some preeclampsia. Is that associated with it?
The hypertension aspect, if she did have, that certainly could contribute to it. The fact that she was only 36 years old, the list is very, very short for things that will cause cardiomyopathy. And I agree with you. Herceptin may not necessarily be the only component in this. We had a very similar case at our institution, and I ended up doing an endomyocardiobiopsy and found florid lymphocytic myocarditis. So the other question in the history would be, did she have any children who had any flu-like syndrome? If she did, myocarditis could certainly present this way. It doesn't necessarily need to present with fevers. But the fact that she developed her heart failure a little bit after a year of Herceptin and had consistent MUGAs that were normal, you'd have to think about differential. But certainly, the Herceptin would be part of the differential as well.